Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut. Wednesday, May 11th edition of the program. We got $40 billion headed to Ukraine because the federal government seems to think we got $40 billion in the couch cushions. No big deal. New inflation number is out. And guess what? It is not good. So we'll break that down for you. And so much more here come up in a minute, including a total Broadway meltdown by somebody who seems to think that she doesn't have to wear a mask because she's important, but the people in that audience, they better mask up or else, because for libs, this is about social signaling and virtue signaling, has nothing to do with epidemiology. And we will discuss more, you know, public health, all that. We'll discuss more of that in just a moment here. You know I love the MyPillow products. My dad sleeps with MyPillows. My mom loves the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillows. Every member of my family has got a pair of My Slippers right now. It's just an amazing company. And I wear the My Slippers every day doing my radio show. Every single day I'm wearing those My Slippers because they're so comfortable. So you need to check out MyPillow if you haven't before. I mean, the products like the towels, the slippers, the Giza sheets. Right now, it is buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Promo code BUCK, that's B-U-C-K, will get you this limited time deal. You don't want to miss it. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, check out this buy one, get one free deal on select products. With my promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. So just go to MyPillow.com, Get the amazing products you want. The pillows, the sheets, Giza Dream sheets. Try those. The My Slippers, amazing. Use that promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K. And you'll get this amazing buy one, get one free pricing on the bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere My Pillows. Plus, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK. Make sure you use that promo code so they know you're Team Buck. Now, things not looking so good with the economy right now. That's putting it mildly. Here he is, for example, or here it is, for example, on the 8.3% inflation in April compared to a year ago, still near 40-year high. So I mean, we're basically still at the 40-year high. So inflation's high and staying high for right now, which is brutal. Prices of things are really up. Larry Kudlow's out there saying, look, folks, this is not going away anytime soon.
Buckle your seatbelts. This is a problem. The problem's not going away. You get higher base from last year. The comparisons are a little tougher, but you're still running over 8% overall. And the short run numbers, as I said, almost 10%. So that tells you the trend line is going to be very, very difficult. Food and energy difficult, gasoline difficult, diesel difficult. And at one point I want to make is this idea that really it's just energy. It's not just energy. As a hallmark of a virulent inflation rate, what you see in the CPI index is all prices, virtually all prices are rising. Not just some individual prices, but all prices.
All prices, they say, are rising, or they are rising. Here you go. Gasoline up 43%. Used cars up 22%. Meat, fish, eggs up 14%. New cars 13%. Electricity 11%. Food at home up 10.8%. Transportation up 8.5%. And food away from home is up 7.2%. Prices going up all over the place. What exactly are we getting for this trial run of incompetent identity politics socialism courtesy of the Biden administration? I'm just wondering. So this is what's happening with all of this. It's not good. The numbers speak for themselves. And yet, what are the elites saying? What are they telling us right now? The people that are making these decisions that run the government, do they feel at all chastened by their failures? No, of course not. Pelosi,
it's so hard. My stock of cats. I'm only worth $50 million. I was worth $55 million.
Nancy Pelosi's out there telling everybody, you know what we have to do? $40 billion in aid for Ukraine because the Bible. That's what she wants. That's what she wants you to know. $40 billion in aid needs to go to Ukraine or else you're not a good Christian.
When you're home thinking, what is this all about? Just think about when I was hungry. You fed me in the Gospel of Matthew.
She's really doing that. Commies love to quote the Bible very selectively. No individual responsibility, culpability, or morality, but when they want to take from some to give to others, they'll say, "Oh, they'll talk about a rich man getting through the eye of a needle like a camel," and they'll pull it out and they'll do it like that too. They'll completely make a mishmash of the actual biblical verse, but that's the point. You know, they understand that for some people, the virtue signaling in all of this is enough. They won't ask for more than that. Just understand, when we were giving aid, including military aid to Afghanistan, I think it was along the lines of, in the Obama administration, more like $10 or $11 billion a year, we've just sent another $40 billion to Ukraine. What are we doing? You can say, oh, but it's terrible what's happening in Ukraine. Yeah, it is. It's bad. It's a war. It's awful. It's ugly. It's the most vicious thing that human beings do to each other. And yet, why is it our problem? Why are we the ones that are supposed to pay for you and I? Why is our labor, our productivity, our time in our lives at this level? Yeah, sure. Some aid, some assistance. Absolutely. But are other countries all over the world sending money to Ukraine right now, sending aid, assistance, and all the rest? We're sending $40 billion. We've got formula shortage right now so that mothers can't get formula for their babies in America. And people are, I've seen people say they're paying $100, $120 for formula because of the shortage. And we're sending $40 billion to Ukraine. We have a $30 trillion national debt. We have 8.3% inflation. And we're sending $40 billion to Ukraine? Really? Okay. There's another component of this, too, which I don't think anybody's really talking about. They need to talk about. And that is, what are we really trying to accomplish in Ukraine? What is the goal in that country right now? I mean, there's humanitarian assistance, sure, but there's more than just that, isn't there? There's more going on than just humanitarian assistance. We're giving them a lot of weaponry. Do we really think that Ukraine is going to be able to defeat Russia in battle and kick them out of the country? You know, here is, and this was a, you know what, let me come back to this in a second. There was actually, it does happen, an excellent piece in the New York Times analyzing our strategy and just what the U.S. is doing in Ukraine right now. And we are drifting deeper and deeper into a very bad situation here. Needs to be something we pay a lot more attention to. And people yelling, you're doing Putin's bidding, are morons. I need to stop talking. They need to go triple mask alone in the woods because that keeps them safe from the virus. We'll talk about this in a second. The Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund is currently defending many officers believed to be wrongfully accused, charged, or fired for doing their jobs. These officers and their families are counting on you to support them now in their time of need. Your donation will help them stay out of prison and avoid being financially bankrupted by bogus accusations and pressure from the far left to charge the police simply for doing their job to protect you. Take a moment now and go to policedefense.org. Not only are they raising the funds necessary to get officers charged the best possible legal defense, they're keeping the lights on, keeping food on the table, a roof over those officers and their families' heads. Fundraising is crucial in these woke times where officers are being targeted for protecting all of us. Please go to policedefense.org now and consider contributing just $15 or more to the Police Defense Fund to help defend these officers in their time of great need. Policedefense.org, policedefense.org. What do we think we're actually doing in Ukraine right now? This was from a piece in the New York Times today. I'm going to quote from it. Top officials have made it clear that essentially we're expanding our aims in Ukraine. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the goal is to see Russia weakened. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said Ukraine, quote, is defending democracy writ large for the world. Britain's Foreign Minister Liz Truss was explicit about widening the conflict to take in Ukrainian territory annexed by Russia, such as Crimea, when she spoke of evicting Russia from the whole of Ukraine. This is both an expansion of the battlefield and a transformation of the war. End quote from the New York Times editorial page today. An expansion of the war. It's now to weaken Russia for what? For regime change? I sit here as somebody who was sent as an analyst, so a thinker and observer, into war zones like Iraq and Afghanistan, but had a tremendous amount of access to the policy and tactical information in those countries, especially when I was in country. And regime change, my friends, is a fraught, messy, and dangerous business. And I think we all need to be very cognizant of that going forward. Can anybody really believe that what we're doing right now is somehow not risking a broader confrontation with Russia? We've got trucks delivering munitions to Ukraine, military trucks delivering all kinds of weaponry. We've provided intelligence for the targeted killing of Russian generals. Look, they're legitimate military targets in the theater of war, but you're helping people go after generals. The Russians are aware of this. The Moskva, which is the flagship in the Black Sea for the Russians, that was hit of their Black Sea fleet. That was sunk in part with the help of American intelligence. This has all been openly reported all over the place. The Russians are paying attention. Where is the diplomatic effort? Where is the diplomatic effort to end this war? Well, what do we really think is going to happen? Sure, Russia has been slowed down. This is harder than they thought. The Russians have, as a military, not done as well as they had anticipated in their war of conquest here. But they're still, in a lot of places in eastern and southern Ukraine, the dominant force. They're not going to get kicked out anytime. Going on offense is very different from defending territory. So what is the plan? You start to think that there is no plan. Oh, no, actually, the plan is to overthrow Putin and the Russian regime. But the elites in this country who are sending $40 billion to Russia won't say that part out loud. They'll just send $40 billion. A lot of it's humanitarian aid. A lot of it's for weapons and other things, though, too. And then there's also the off-book stuff, the things that you don't know about that are going on to assist in Ukraine. And that is something we all need to be aware of, too. We do not want a war with Russia. We do not want a major. You think the markets look bad now? The markets, if all of a sudden Russia fires some missiles at a NATO base, that's a whole other world, friends. That's a whole other world we could enter. And what, do you think Biden's got a handle on this thing? Biden's a moron. We all know that. So I love to poke the libs about a few things. One is their masking and their mask obsession. This happened in a Broadway theater because these people are total lunatics. So you had Patti LuPone, I don't even know who this is, starts screaming and cursing at somebody. There's one person in the theater in New York City. I live right next to a Broadway theater. One person unmasked. This is how this lunatic lib on stage reacts to it.
Please put your masks over your noses. Oh, do you want me to go put a mask on right now? Did I have a mask on during the show? Do you want me to put a mask on? Because I will. Your mask protects me so that I can perform. Push your mask over your nose. That's why you're in the theater. That is the rule. If you don't want to follow the rule, get the f*** out!
Woo! Get out! Woo!
Who do you think you are that you do not respect the people that are sitting around you?
Salary.
You pay my salary. Bullshit. Who do you think you are? Just put your mask over your nose.
We have worked really hard.
Oh my God.
Patti LuPone is a moron. I've never heard of this person before, but clearly a moron. And let me just say, this notion that your mask protects me so I can be unmasked, this is what the elite, self-absorbed, narcissistic, live lunatics convince themselves of. So that the peasants, the servers, the hourly wage workers, the, in this case, the audience apparently, they must stay masked, but the important people must not stay masked. There's no scientific basis for this. This is a vicious idea, a fashion in the minds of the libs. And I'd also point out that every person in that theater, to a person, because this is in New York City and it is in my neighborhood, trust me, they all sat in a crowded restaurant before or after or both this show without masks on, including that moron Patti LuPone on stage. Your mask protects me during the performance when you're 50 feet, 100 feet away from me. A total idiot. But notice there are people in the audience clapping because they're libs who worship Fauci and they're idiots. I haven't poked enough libs today. Let's do this one. I love getting the soy brigades upset because it's not milk that they drink. It's plant juice. You want to drink plant juice? That's fine. The blessings of capitalism, whatever. Lots of choices out there. No problem. But it's not milk. And here's this actor from Succession who super glued himself. This guy, James Cromwell, super glued himself to a Starbucks counter in New York because they charge extra for vegan milk.
Save the planet. Save the cows.
End the vegan upcharge now.
When will you stop charging us more for vegan milk? When will you stop raking in huge profits while customers, animals, and the environment suffer? The senseless upcharge hurts animals.
Nut milk costs more, you nutso wacko. It's pretty straightforward. When will you stop the oppression of the vegans? Go drink your soy latte. Yeah? Enjoy it, bunch of commies. Drink your plant juice and leave the rest of us alone. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.